A sound contractor comes in at $48,000 for a system that prices at $30,000 to $32,000 on the rate card. That's a gap of $16,000 to $18,000. After this final Tier 1B module, you'll be able to run a four-question test that exposes exactly where that gap is sitting and gets the quote back to somewhere defensible. The sound spec is the audio twin of the lighting plot. It's the design document the whole quote hangs off. Where a plot is a drawing, a spec is usually a set of lists, but it works the same way. A small number of repeating elements that turn an opaque document into something you can actually audit. Sometimes the contractor hands you a proper spec, which is a good sign. Sometimes you reverse engineer it from the quote. Either way, every spec has the same five elements. Let's go through them. First is the input list. Every microphone, every instrument input, every signal source that reaches the console. Listed by channel, source, mic type, and position. For a 14-piece band plus 8 lead radio mics, you're looking at 26 to 34 input lines. Second is the output list. Every speaker the console feeds across three categories: FOH outputs, left, right, sub, fills, monitor outputs, so wedges or in-ears, and matrix outputs, which are combined mixes for recording or archive. For a school musical, 6 to 10 output lines is plenty. More than 12, and you're into overspec territory. Third is the speaker configuration, what goes where. A point source pair, two main tops plus subs, is standard for 200 to 400 seat school theatres. A centre cluster plus fills works for venues with poor coverage. A line array, which is multiple boxes in a vertical line, is touring kit. It's overspec for any school theatre under 600 seats. Fourth is infrastructure, stage box, snake, cabling, console, comms, power distro. The boring but essential stuff. Fifth is crew and labour assumptions. If the spec is rigorous, it states how many engineers and ops, what each of them does, and how many hours. Most school productions need one engineer for setup and one op for show run. That's it. Like the plot, you read a spec for the handful of things that decide cost, not front to back. Four checks, the same every time. Anything that fails one of them is your pushback. 1. Count the inputs. For a 14-piece band plus 8 leads, 24 to 32 inputs is typical. Above 36, ask why. 2. Count the outputs, FOH plus monitors plus matrix, 6 to 10 is plenty. Above 12, ask why. 3. Identify the speaker class. A point source pair plus subs is right for school theatres. A line array on a 280-seat plot is overspec, full stop. 4. Confirm the labour split. You want an engineer for setup and tuning, and a sound op for show run. If the spec assumes engineer rate for everything, that's the conversation from Module 1B2. You already know what to do with that. 2026 Australian sound hire rates. Let's go through the benchmarks. On consoles, the Behringer X32 runs $120 to $220 per day. Allen & Heath SQ5 or SQ6, $220 to $380. Yamaha QL1 or QL5, $280 to $520. Yamaha CL Digico, D-Lo flagship, $700 to $1,500 per day. That's touring class. Overspec for schools. On FOH mains, QSC K12.2, or EV ETX 15P, 80 to 130 per box. Subs, so QSC KS118 or EV ETX 18SP, 120 to 180. L Acoustics ARX or Cara point source, 220 to 380. L Acoustics K2 or D-Live line array, 650 to 1200 per box, usually in 4 to 12 box arrays. Overspec for schools. I'll say it again because it keeps showing up in quotes. Wireless mic system, 140 to 220 per channel. Wireless headset, 150 to 300 per show. And that's a consumable. Monitor wedge, 70 to 120. Stage box, 150 to 280. On labor, a system engineer runs 140 to 185 an hour for setup, tuning, and sound check. A sound op is 80 to 120 an hour for show run. RF coordination is 350 to 550 fixed for 8 or more wireless mics. Now let's work through a typical school musical. 14-piece band, 8 lead vocals, 4 backing vocals, 280-seat school theatre, 5-show season, 9-day production cycle. A Yamaha QL1 console at $320 a day over 9 days is $2,880. Two QSC K12.2 tops at $110 a day over 9 days is $1,980. Two subs at $150 over 9 days is $2,700. Three monitor wedges at $95 over 9 days is $2,565. Eight wireless mic channels at $180 a day over 9 days is $12,960. Or with Shure SLX-D at $140 a day, that drops to $10,080, saving you $2,880. Four wireless headsets come in at $2,220 for the show run. Stage box plus cat cable at $220 over 9 days is $1,980. System engineer at 16 hours times $165 is $2,640. Sound op at 29 hours times $100 is $2,900. RF coordination is 450 fixed. Total at mid-market with school grade choices. $32,375 with EWD radios or $29,495 with the SLX-D economy option. So if a quote comes in significantly above those numbers, you have ammunition. The single most effective question you can ask is this. Your quote is $48,000 for a system that prices at $30,000 to $32,000 on the rate card. Where is the extra $15,000 to $18,000 coming from? The rate card flags a quote priced above the design. This is where you catch the design itself being oversized for a schoolroom. Six patterns that signal overspec, and each one is something you can see on the spec before any pricing lands. Learn these and you'll spot them fast. A line array on a 280-seat venue. That's touring kit. Pushback. Point source pair plus subs. A CL5 or DLive flagship console for a school musical. That's overspec channel count for what you're actually doing. Pushback. QL1, SQ6 or X32. 50 plus inputs for a 14-piece band plus 8 leads. Either the drum kit is being over-mic'd or backing vocals have been added to the count. Pushback. Submix the drum kit, in-ear monitors for the whole cast, tour grade, and a school cast rarely needs them. Pushback, 2 to 4 wedges, an outboard processing rack. The desk's onboard processing is sufficient. Pushback, use onboard. Multiple radio mic systems mixed together. That's RF coordination complexity you're paying for unnecessarily. Pushback, standardize on one system. Before we close, let's talk about the part of the spec where a school wastes the most money. And it's not by overpaying the hire company, it's by buying the wrong kit and then watching the kids destroy it. Two rules save you most of the grief. Rule 1. Don't put kids in expensive headsets. A spec might call for DPA 4066 or 4088 head-worn mics. Beautiful, broadcast grade, around $300 each and up. In a school show, they will get sweated into, sat on, stretched and snapped, and you'll be replacing them. A robust school-grade headset, Jag class and similar, sounds perfectly good from a 280-seat house and survives a season of teenagers. So save the DPAs for the professionals and spec the rugged ones for your cast. Rule 2. The cast never take their own mics on or off. Make it an iron rule. A mic is fitted and removed only by the crew or the dresser, never by the performer. Kids pulling their own packs is the number one cause of broken capsules, lost transmitters, misset gain, and RF chaos mid-show. One trained person at the mic station, a sign-out sheet, and the failure rate drops to near zero. And then there are the fiddly consumables that make radio mics actually work. The clips, the pins, the mic tape, the sweat-proof pack covers. These are exactly the things teachers can't find and can't buy on a school card. The ESC store packages them as a ready-made mic-up kit, everything you need to rig a cast for a season, alongside the rest of the show consumables, gaffer, spike tape, glow tape, batteries, and it bills via invoice with a PO field, the way schools actually purchase. So it's one order in the system you already use instead of a scavenger hunt across 5 suppliers. Right, that's the last tool. Step back and look at what you've assembled across both tiers. A framework for running the production and a BS detector for every department that sends you a quote. Each module added one piece and they're built to work together. vocabulary to get into the conversation, design reading to check the spec, rate cards to price it, and line-by-line discipline to hold the number. Let me show you what that actually looks like across the whole course. Module 1. R1 gave you the risk framework and the BS detector for safety quote lines. Module 1 A2 covered schedule and the BS detector for labour hours. Module 1 A4 was the compliance stack and the BS detector for compliance documentation lines. Module 1 A5 was budget and the BS detector for invoice time admin fees. Then into Tier 1B. Module 1B1 gave you lighting vocabulary and the lighting quote BS detector. Module 1B2 was sound vocabulary and the sound quote BS detector. Module 1B4 was reading a lighting plot. And this module, 1B5, is reading a sound spec. Applied to a single year 12 musical, this toolkit conservatively saves $15,000 to $30,000 in overspec hire and overbuild labor. The Tier 2 school license costs $1,290 per year. The return on investment is irrefutable. One move to carry out of the reading modules, whatever the department. Read the design, price it on the rate card, and put the gap as a single question. You don't need to do the technical work, you need to show, in one sentence, that you've read what you're being charged for. And here's where the software earns its place, because this is where the input list actually comes from. Easy Orchestra lets you lay out the pit, every player, every chair. And it lets you read the orchestration too. How many musicians, on what instruments, in what space. That layout is your input list. Once you can see it, the whole chain that drives the sound budget falls out of it naturally. So follow the chain. Orchestration scope drives the input count. A 6-piece combo might be 12 to 16 inputs. A 14-piece pit with individual brass and rhythm mics is 28 to 34. The size of the band you choose is the single biggest driver of the input list, so decide it deliberately because it cascades. Input count then drives the console class. More inputs means a bigger desk. An X32, an SQ6, a QL1 comfortably handles around 32 inputs. Push well past that and you're into a larger, pricier console. So the orchestration decision quietly sets the console line on the quote. Console plus channel count then drives the budget. Read the orchestra layout first, derive the input list, and you'll know the console class you actually need. Before a contractor quotes you a flagship desk, you don't. Alongside that, Easy Scheduler tracks your engineer versus op hours, and Easy Risk holds the sound-related safe work method statements. Together, you have the full audit trail for why the sound quote should be what the rate card says it should be. Now open exercise 5.1 and read the annotated sample spec. Then exercise 5.2. Price the spec against the rate card, identify the gap, and draft the pushback email. Save both to your portfolio. This is the last of the reading and pricing tools. There's one more Tier 1B module after this. Module 6, Wardrobe and Makeup. The top three cost center nobody warns you about, and the same line-by-line discipline applied to the part of the budget everyone forgets. On submission of all your Tier 1B exercises, or as part of your capstone if you're doing the bundle, your Tier 1B certificate of completion issues. Combined with Tier 1A, that is your full bachelor of being unbullshittable by your production team. Combined CPD across all 12 modules, 18 hours.